Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar,
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Bye.
Whenever I see girls and boys selling lanterns on the street, I remember the child in the manger as he sleeps. Wherever there are people giving gifts, exchanging cards, I believe that Christmas is truly in their hearts. Let's light our Christmas trees for a bright tomorrow, where nations are at peace and all are one in God.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let Him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts.
In every prayer and every song, the community unites, celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Let love like that starlight on that first Christmas morn lead us back to the manger where Christ the child was born. So come, let us rejoice, come and sing a Christmas carol with one big joyful voice. Proclaim the name
and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let Him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts. Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let Him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts.
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Ang Tito Oscar, kumusta ang mga kababayan natin ng mga migrants o mga overseas Filipino workforce? Mga working parents, mga kabataan who are now enjoying the end of year's school break and so excited for the Christmas celebration coming. Kumusta kamong tanan? Looking back sa tuig nga hapit na matapos, mahuman, akong makita ang mga kamot o grasya sa Ginoo nga kanunay nagauban kanato. Kining panahon sa Pasko maoy panahon sa pagpasalamat sa Diyos, sa tanan niyang mga grasya o ang kaligon sa balatian nga iyang ihatag ka nato uban sa lakong pagtuo nato sa iyang gugahom. Dili nato kalimutan ang pag-ampo sa kanunay o pag-amping usab. Merry Christmas sa tanan. Pilipinas Mabuhay, ang official radio program for Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and our OFW radio program.
Itong programa natin tonight is our special Christmas program, alang sa atong mga pamilya ug mga kabayan. Merry Christmas kaninyong tanan. May I share with you this beautiful story. Dear friends, I don't know if the following short, inspiring Christmas story is true, but whether or not it actually happened, it is a wonderfully inspirational story for people of any faith. In this season of love, may we all remember the beautiful love of a small child. I wish you a meaningful and love-filled Christmas and New Year ahead. May your days be filled with love, joy, growth, and inspiration. With heartfelt love, inspiration, and Christmas joy from our writer, Fred Burks. And this story I found in the weboflove.org website. The story is about a grumpy father who receives a very special gift from his young daughter, which melts his short-tempered heart. This very short, yet deeply moving story beautifully reflects the true spirit of Christmas. The story is entitled The Gold Wrapping Paper, and the story goes, once upon a time, there was a man who worked very hard just to keep food on the table for his family. This particular year, a few days before Christmas, he punished his little 5-year-old daughter after learning that she had used up the family's only roll of expensive gold wrapping paper. As money was tight, he became even more upset when, on Christmas Eve, he saw that the child had used all of the expensive gold paper to decorate one shoebox she had put under the Christmas tree. He also was concerned about where she had gotten the money to buy what was in the shoebox. Nevertheless, the next morning, the little girl, filled with excitement, brought the gift box to her father and said, "This is for you, Daddy." As he opened the box, the father was embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, now regretting how he had punished her. But when he opened the shoebox, he found that it was empty, and again his anger flared. "Don't you know, young lady," he said harshly, "when you give someone a present, there is supposed to be something inside the package." The little girl looked up at him with sad tears rolling from her eyes and whispered, "Daddy, it's not empty. I blew kisses into the box until it was all full." The father was crushed. He fell on his knees and put his arms around his precious little girl. He begged her to forgive him for his unnecessary anger. An accident took the life of the child only a short time later. It is told that the father kept this little gold box by his bed for all the years of his life. Whenever he was discouraged or faced difficult problems, he would open the box, take out an imaginary kiss, and remember the love of this beautiful child who had put it there. In a very real sense, each of us has been given an invisible golden box filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children, from family, friends, and most especially from God. There is no more precious possession anyone could hold. And yes, Christmas presents do not always have to take the form of physical gifts. Sometimes gifting someone an experience can be more personal and meaningful. For a gift that lasts, give a precious experience to a friend or relative. It could even be one that you can share and enjoy with them. other than the thought about Christmas presents and sharing of experiences, we can also share some fun facts about Christmas. Let me share this with you after this music break.
bantayan, mag-shopping sa Daisan o mag-beach na sa Epsan. Cebu, Cebu, I'm really longing to see you. Cebu, Cebu, you can move me at me.
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar, Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our OFW in New Zealand.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño invites you to celebrate 9 days Novena Masses and the Santo Niño Fiesta Sinulog celebrations at St. Patrick's Cathedral from January 6 to 14, 2022, and the Fiesta celebrations also at St. Patrick's Cathedral on January 15, 2022. We have discounted parking during these 10 days of celebrations, but at specific times. Events require vaccine pass, wearing of masks, and follow government protocols. For more details, please keep an eye on our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook page or Sinulog New Zealand YouTube page and Santo Niño website, www.santo-nino.org. Or you can also message Tito Oscar or Tita Miriam on Sinulog Facebook or Messenger. Now, going back to the fun facts about Christmas. I have come across an article written by the author Al Vargo in 2014 about 11 facts fun facts about Christmas for Catholics. And my attention was caught on the 11th item, which says, there is a ton of biblical significance in the 12 days of Christmas. We are all familiar with the Christmas song, The 12 Days of Christmas. To most, it is a delightful nonsense rhyme set to music. But it had a quite serious purpose when it was written. It is a good deal more than just a repetitious melody with pretty phrases and a list of strange gifts. Catholics in England during the period 1558 to 1829, when their parliament finally emancipated Catholics in England, were prohibited from any practice of their faith by law, private or public. It was a crime to be a Catholic then. So the 12 Days of Christmas was written in England as one of the catechism songs to help young Catholics learn the tenets of their faith, a memory aid, when to be caught with anything in writing indicating adherence to the Catholic faith could not only get you imprisoned at that time, it could also get you hanged. So the song gives our hidden meanings to the teachings of the faith. The true love mentioned in the song does not refer to an early suitor. It refers to God Himself. The me who receives the presents refers to every baptized person. The partridge in a pear tree is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So in the song, Christ is symbolically presented as a mother partridge, which feigns injury to decoy predators from her helpless nestlings, much in memory of the expression of Christ's sadness over the fate of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have sheltered thee under my wings, as a hen does her chicks, but thou wouldst not have it so. So the other symbols mean the following. Partridge in a pear tree represents Jesus as the Son of God. Two turtle doves represents the Old and New Testaments. Three French hens represents faith, hope, and charity, the theological virtues. Four calling birds represent the four Gospels and or the four evangelists. Five golden rings represent the first five books of the Old Testament or the Pentateuch, which gives the history of man's fall from grace. Six geese a-laying represents the 6 days of creation. Seven swans a-swimming represents the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven sacraments. Eight maids a-milking represents the eight beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing represents the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. 10 lords a-leaping represents the 10 commandments. 11 pipers piping represents the 11 faithful apostles. And 12 drummers drumming represents the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. And now for some music break.
Sinulog, ha! Isagit at kusog, ha! Isinyag! magsaulong. Ah! Sinulog. Ah! Sagit at puso.
Ah! Bitsinyo! Bitsinyo!
Kanang magsaulong. Ah! Sinulog.
Senyor, kamado ay hinip. Eh! Senyor, kamado ay hinip.
Sinulog.
Senyor, kamado ay hinip. Eh! Senyor, kamado ay hinip.
Lalingatan ng katawan sa libog kalibutan. Apil ang mga langyaw sa itong pagsaulog. Maligaw sa pagsaulog sa mga pasundayag. Mag-iaita sa pagtambol, binibot ng panahon. Sinulog,
ha!
Sagit at kusog.
Ha! Bitsinyog, bitsinyog.
Tanang magsaulog.
Ha!
Sinulog,
ha!
Sagit at kusog.
Ha! Bitsinyog, bitsinyog.
Tanang magsaulog.
Ha!
Sinulog.
Senyor, kantano, sinip. Senyor, kantisa, sinip.
Sinulog.
Senyor, kantano, sinip. Senyor, kantano,
sinip.
Sinulog.
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Tito Oscar, Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our overseas Filipino workers here in New Zealand.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño invite you to celebrate 9 days Divina Masses and the Santo Niño Fiesta Sinulog celebrations at St. Patrick's Cathedral from January 6 to 14, 2022, and the Fiesta celebrations also at St. Patrick's Cathedral on January 15, 2022. We have discounted parking during these 10 days but at specific times. Events require vaccine pass, wearing of mask, and follow government protocols. For more details, please keep an eye on our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook page, Sinulog NZ YouTube page, and Santo Niño website, www.santo-nino.org. Or send a message to Tito Oscar or Tita Miriam on our Sinulog Facebook or Messenger.
Merry Christmas sa tanan natong mga kababayan, atong pamilya, mga kaigsuunan nato sa community o sa mga kauban sa simbahan nato. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year kaninyong tanan.
We hope you enjoy the articles and reflections we shared with you for our Christmas program. This was put together especially for you. If you want to listen to the program after the show, please go to the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. Once again, the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Join us once again next Saturday here at 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. Have a blessed Christmas and a very happy New Year.
So you say goodbye for now. This is your Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam
saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Feliz Navidad.